Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Everything old is new again, as the Bears now are looking for a leverage play after they have purchased the land to build their stadium, and now the new guy came in and took the job. He looked over the deal, and he thought, I don't like this deal all that much, and we need to make the deal better, but we're in a terrible negotiating position, so now we have to open up the possibility of where we might play to threaten to not do this deal or something. And it reminded me
Bears.
Of when I had first... I just started on the beat. I took the job with the Score in May of 1995. And then as the football season got going, it was mid-season, I believe. It was in November, I think October when this first sort of started, and then November when they made this production. And there was a group formed called the Northwest Indiana Chicagoland Entertainment Incorporated. They called it NICE.
Bears.
And NICE was run by a guy named Gary Neal. So the numbers are hilarious. This was 1995. They proposed a $205 million open air stadium.
Bears.
That's all.
Bars.
So they said football will be football. The Chicago Bears will still be the Chicago Bears. And the Bears were trying to get a better deal because they only were given a $156 million proposal by the city to refurbish Soldier Field. So there's Ted Phillips, who was then a vice president. Michael McCaskey was the team president. And they brought out this model of Planet Park, a three-tiered stadium.
Isn't that by Africa Bambaataa?
9,000 club seats, 138 skyboxes. This was northwest of Gary Regional Airport on the southern shore of Lake Michigan. Then there'd be a nine-hole golf course, an amusement park, hotels, a 500,000 square foot retail shopping area, and an RV park.
Yay!
With a campground. Phase two.
Good for NASCAR.
Would cost $170 million. And they have this whole private public partnership, et cetera. And then shortly thereafter, people said, aren't you building on rare wetlands? And it turned out, yes, the Tribune investigated all the public records and reports, and apparently they didn't realize that backfilling all of these wetlands would be...
quite the undertaking.
Correct, because they would have to seek approval to pave over 5 acres of wetlands, and now which eventually ballooned to 40 acres of
and
wetlands
Wait.
That would be blacktopped. No, not the mule.
Oh.
So it added another...
Still waiting, America!
Evanston's working on it.
Added another
they
group.
They are. Very slowly, though.
And then they decided they were going to approve a 0.5% income tax to finance construction.
Oh, if there's one thing voters love,
Aha. It's
a 0.5% income tax.
Don't jump to Act 3. We're still at Act 2.
Sorry.
This is getting worse.
So now they involve the Indiana Dunes and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
And Stinkfinger? Oh, no, that's Indiana Beach.
No, that's Indiana Beach. That's the crow. That's
different. And Monticello, Indiana.
There's more than corn. Well, not really. And apparently they didn't realize that the Corps of Engineers didn't look kindly on these efforts to fill in the dwindling American wetlands.
Yeah.
So this.
I didn't know there were wetlands there.
Yes. So it got to this point. It was a 113-acre wetland that included what was called a rare dune and swale system.
Cool.
So now they're like, oh, and that takes us to Act 3, where it got only into February. So November, it was February where they opposed the local income tax crucial to funding what became a $312 million stadium plan. It was a unanimous rejection of the income tax by the city council members. The 7-member council shut it down completely, and Indiana Governor Evan Bayh said they were finished hassling with the details of Planet Park and were returning to the day-to-day business of running the county. That was it.
And scene.
The time has come to close the book on a dream that had possibilities and return to running the operations of county government to which we were elected. And that was that.
Wow. That is some strong language when you look back at it.
Right? And the funniest part of this was what Mayor Daley said at one point. Mayor Daley said, "That's fine. The Bears can leave. I've already talked to the Canadian Football League about an expansion team coming to Chicago." Yes, that was the response. Go ahead. The Bears can go there. Soldier Field is going to have a CFL expansion team. That was the retort.
That's not. Was it just answering bad with more bad?
I don't know. But that,
what happened?
He thought people would be like, "Yeah, we could be another Rough Riders or Blue Bombers or whatever they are."
Why don't people understand that the name Chicago is indicative of the region and not the actual? Like, it's not property of the city. And,
well, they were still going to be the Chicago, right? But they were going to still be the Chicago Bears playing on the Wetlands. But Daley was threatening to
bring in the Chicago Rough Riders.
Yeah, look at this. Here comes the CFL Chicago franchise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.